One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Margaret and Henry in the library.
Grandfather, how's this for a dedication? To our hero, my brother Pinky. Seaman, recruit, a noble patriot, this book is dedicated with love, admiration, and full recognition of his selfless sacrifice in the name of justice. How's that?
Well, it's perhaps a trifle florid, Margaret. Perhaps just a trifle florid.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Mother, here is a real weapon that you can use with confidence in your daily battle against germs and infection in your home. It's Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, a germ killer that is not exactly like anything you've ever seen before. 4 years ago, the scientists of Miles Laboratories set out to develop a germ killer that would be clear and stainless, that wouldn't hurt when applied to cuts and scratches, and still would be powerful enough to kill most germs immediately on contact. They wanted a germ killer that any housewife could use with safety, one that she would want to use in her home every day. And the result of all this research is Bactine. Yes, Bactine is all these and more. Bactine is a powerful germ killer, yet it is gentle to the skin. Bactine does not hurt when applied to cuts and scratches. Bactine is crystal clear, stainless to skin and clothing. Bactine has a fresh, clean odor that will delight and please you. Use Bactine as first aid. Use Bactine as a disinfectant hand rinse. Use Bactine as a disinfectant and deodorant for bathroom and sick room as a safety measure to guard your family against the spread of infection. Yes, Bactine can do all these things for you and more. Bactine can give you all this protection and more. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist. Read the descriptive folder that comes with it and see for yourself how many, many uses it can have in your home. Ask for Bactine, B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Chapter 11, Book 84. It's almost 5 o'clock now here in Seacliff, San Francisco. In the pleasant old library in the Barber family home, Henry Barber and his granddaughter Margaret, waiting for the return of Hazel and Clifford from San Diego, are beguiling the time with clippings and photographs, working on Margaret's family album. The library table and the desk are cluttered with snapshots and newspaper clippings. Margaret has been busily writing. She now puts down her pen.
Listen to this, Grandfather.
Yes.
I'm going to dedicate the book to Pinky and get a picture of him in his sailor uniform and paste it in ahead of everybody else.
Yes.
How's this for a dedication? To our hero, my dear brother Pinky, officially known as William Barber Herbert Murray, seaman recruit and noble patriot. This book is dedicated with love, admiration, and full recognition of his self-sacrifice in the name of justice.
Oh.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's perhaps a trifle florid, Margaret.
What do you mean, florid?
Oh, somewhat gushy, let us say.
Oh, well, do you want to write one?
No, no, it's your book, my dear.
Oh, well, let's both write a dedication.
Yeah?
Telephone, I'll answer it. Of course, I realize Pinky went in the Navy partly because he was broke, but he's also very patriotic, Grandfather. Hello? Oh, hi, Aunt Claudia. No, not yet. But I think Uncle Cliff phoned from somewhere before I got back from school.
Yeah, I'll take it, Margaret.
Oh.
Claudia? Clifford and Hazel phoned about an hour ago from Palo Alto. They'll be here soon. Eh? Oh, didn't mention Pinky on the phone. Eh? Why, do you need your car? You may use mine. Oh. Yes. Well, Clifford will bring your car to you as soon as he gets here. Yes, yes, I'll tell you, my dear. Goodbye. One car's in the shop, Nicholas at the Sky Ranch, and there's Claudia stranded.
Grandfather, I want to keep this picture of Uncle Clifford and the Bernadotte in their scrapbook. It was such a beautiful car.
Well, keep it in. Why not? It's your scrapbook.
Do you suppose it would hurt his feelings now that he's lost it?
Well...
Grandfather, I don't think it's fair of the finance company to come and snatch his car away just when he was leaving for San Diego.
Well, business is business, my dear. When a man can't keep up his payments, sentiment doesn't enter into it.
Gee, it's kind of embarrassing, you know it?
My goodness gracious.
Yeah? Well, what is it, Grandmother?
Well, look at this mess and clutter, Henry.
Well, Fanny, we're busy in here. We'll clear it up.
Doesn't need to be in any such turmoil as this. Now, please pick up some of these things before the folks get here. Looks as though we were moving.
Oh, don't bother, Grandmother. I'll do it. You sit down.
Did I hear the telephone ring a minute ago?
Yeah, Claudia, something's wrong with the generator on her station wagon. Nicholas has his car at the Sky Ranch, and she's planning to drive to a concert tonight.
Oh, Clifford will be back in time.
Yes, that's what I told her.
I hope they got a snapshot of Pinky in his Navy uniform. I'll have it enlarged and put it right up in front of my book. You know, it's wonderful to have a brother in the Navy.
What's that under your foot there, Henry? My word. That's our wedding announcement.
Oh, yes, give me the paste again, Maggie. By all rights, Fanny, this wedding announcement should precede the family tree in Margaret's book. That's where the whole thing started, eh, Fanny? Mm-hmm.
On the contrary, Henry, it began the day I said yes.
You know, Margaret, you girls are very fortunate indeed. Now, a man, in order to have a home, must buckle down, go to work, compete in the marketplace. But a woman, on the other hand, all she has to do is to say two words. I do. Very fortunate creatures.
Indeed.
Oh, I heard the door. Hello, who came in?
Hello.
My goodness, they're here. Hazel? Clifford?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, I must bring in the tea things. Well, how are you both?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Hazel, you look tired.
We left San Diego at 4:00 this morning. Ooh.
Henry, now clear a place on the Davenport so she can sit down.
How are you, Margaret, dear?
Oh, I've had a wonderful time, Mom. How is Pinky?
Now, don't say a word about Pinky until I get back with the tea things. I don't want to miss any of it.
Now, don't go to a lot of trouble, Mother.
I won't. I told Mrs. Kettleman to get things ready.
Here, Hazel. Sit here. Here's a clear space.
Thanks.
Why in the world did you make the trip back all in one day?
Oh, everything in the world went wrong. We wanted to get home.
Did you tell Pinky about my scrapbook? I'm going to dedicate it to him, Mom. To Pinky and all the boys in the U.S. Navy. How did he look?
We didn't see him.
Huh?
Well, we're not sure. We may have seen him, Hazel.
But what do you mean?
Oh, it's a long story, Father. Wait till Mother gets back.
Do you mean to say that you drove to San Diego and back a distance of 1,200 miles?
Well, we had a nice ride, Dad. It's a swell car, Claude. We opened her up today.
Uncle Cliff, what'd you do to your hand? You cut it.
Yeah.
You ought to wash it and put some Bactine on it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going up right now. We had a flat tire just outside of Palo Alto. I ran over something. It's a brand new tire, too.
I never had such a trip in my whole life. Everything went completely wrong from beginning to end.
Well, I'll be back in a minute.
Claudia just phoned. She'll need her car tonight.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
Poor Cliff. Losing that Bernadotte just broke his heart. Well, we were all packed. Boxes of fried chicken for Pinky, sandwiches, fruit, books, and gifts, everything. I'd gone in the house to make sure everything was locked up, and when I came back, Cliff's car was gone. And there were all our parcels on the driveway. The car repossessed at that particular moment, can you imagine? That's the way the trip began, and that was the pattern of it the whole way through.
Now, tell me all about our sailor.
They didn't see him, Fanny.
Well, why not?
And here, Grandmother, let me clear this table for the tray.
Why didn't you see Pinky?
Well, let everybody get settled down, and I'll tell you all about it. Is Dan all right?
Yes. Daniel was here for dinner each night. We enjoyed him very much. I can't imagine why you didn't see the boy, Hazel. I thought it was understood, even when they were in boot camp, that parents could see the recruits on Sunday.
Not when they've misbehaved, apparently.
Huh?
Oh, it's a long story. What a trip. And poor Cliff. Father, didn't you have any suspicion that Cliff wasn't keeping up his payment?
That big foreign car was a needless extravagance, Hazel. Well, I wouldn't have mentioned it at the time, or rather I would. At the time, he obligated himself for it, but your mother doesn't want me to fuss.
Did you tell him about the glimpse we caught of somebody we thought was Pinky, Hazel?
I haven't started the story yet, Cliff.
Oh, it's quite a tale.
Pass these teacups, will you, Clifford?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, Hazel.
Thanks, Cliff. Well, after we finally got everything loaded in Claudia's car...
Tell him about the top down.
I was going to.
I was the guy who insisted on driving with the top down. My face was a little hot at the time. I wanted to cool off.
Well, anyhow, it was nice and sunny here, you know, when we left. But just outside of Salinas, we hadn't noticed it clouded up.
Darndest deluge you ever saw.
Oh, my.
Suddenly, there we were, soaking wet.
All the boxes of fried chicken and cookies. We're afraid it soaked through, so we repacked everything in Salinas.
Well, I'm simply not going into all the details. It was miserable. We stayed in Los Angeles that first night, and after all kinds of misadventures, just one darn thing right after another.
Oh, dear.
Finally, we turned up at the Naval Training Station with our boxes of food and cookies and candies ready to see Pinky. Well, a very nice officer.
He was a chief.
Yes. This chief petty officer there at the gate, you know. Oh, my, there were swarms of parents
and
there.
Some of them had come from halfway across the country.
Well, anyway, the chief looked up Pinky's company and knew just what they were doing and all that. And he said they'd be free in just a few moments. Buses were waiting there for other sailors to take them into San Diego. We found out that Pinky's group, being still in detention, wouldn't get to town, but we could go in and see him. There's a kind of auditorium there where we could sit and talk to him. Well, the chief took Cliff and me along with a bunch of other parents into the auditorium, and pretty soon boys began to come in, and their parents looked mighty good to them, didn't they, Cliff?
Yeah, no self-consciousness about kissing Mom in public, not with those guys.
Oh, they look so young and fresh and sunburned. Well, anyway, we waited and waited. No Pinky.
You never did see him?
Well, we think maybe we saw him.
No point trying to describe what we went through. Pinky, we found out at last, had been in trouble and given extra duty.
What for? What had he done?
We never did find out.
First, they said he was restricted to barracks, but we later found out that he was marching alone around what they call the grinder, being punished for something. And we went to a place where they said we might see him through the fence, and we did see a sailor marching there, round and round, with a wooden gun, and it did look like Pinky. But he was too far away for us to tell for sure.
I think he recognized us. He was afraid to wave.
From beginning to end, it was a nightmare. We gave all that food to the other sailors. That cheered us up a little. They were so happy to get it.
And absolutely nothing happened to us on the way home until we had that flat tire outside of Palo Alto.
Oh.
What do you suppose Pinky did to get in all that trouble?
That, my dear, is what I'm going to make it my business to find out.
Well, I'm going to dedicate my book to my brother Pinky no matter what he's done. Even if he spends his entire service in the brig, I know he's basically very patriotic.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Why let a headache make you feel miserable? There's a way to welcome relief, friends. Just take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, the thing to do for fast headache relief is drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. It contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. This pain reliever is already dissolved when you take Alka-Seltzer, therefore it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why Alka-Seltzer brings such fast relief. So remember, the first thing to do whenever you have a headache is drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Yes, always take Alka-Seltzer for comforting headache relief. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Here's the family again.
I finally said to the officer, I've driven 600 miles to see my son, and apparently the only way I could hope to see him was with a pair of binoculars.
Remember, friends, to get the new family antiseptic, Bactine, from your druggist. That's Bactine, Bactine. Read the descriptive folder that comes with it. Find out the many ways in which you and your family can benefit every day from having Bactine handy to use. It's truly a different germ killer that has not one or two, but many different uses in every home. There's never been anything exactly like Bactine. You'll never believe any product can offer so much until you try it. Get Bactine from your druggist right away. Help protect your family's health for just a few cents. Bactine, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Nicolette divulges her plans. Chapter 12, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.